My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about how to write high-ranking headlines. But first, Neil, what do we mean by high-ranking headlines?
So when you try to rank on Google, you got your title. And your title, a lot of times, is the headline of the page, your title tag. Underneath your title, whenever you do a search on Google, you'll see the title and then you see a description. That's a meta description. So how do you write high-ranking titles or headlines, whatever you want to end up calling them? And the tool I wanted to end up discussing, this will be more of an interview format, will be ClickFlow. So Eric has a tool, which we've discussed many times in past episodes, and his tool just helps you, quote unquote, write high ranking headlines. Because here's the thing, forget backlinks, forget on-page SEO and all those factors for a minute. If everyone does a Google search for a keyword, such as cars, and they click on the number two listing and then instead of the number one listing, what does that tell Google? It tells Google that, hey, everyone finds number two more relevant than number one. So maybe you should actually put number two, number one, and put number two, number, or put number one, number two. In other words, flip the results, right? So if you're number two or number six or number seven, or even on page three or four, and if you're starting to get more clicks than other people and a better click-through rate, Google eventually starts pushing you up. So even if you don't have more backlinks or the best on-page SEO compared to some people, if you have high click-through headlines or titles, you start increasing in ranking. So Eric, you have a lot of stats and data on this. Do you want to just start rattling off what people can do with their headlines to increase click-through? Because I know you guys did a study with Brian Dean a long time ago.
Yeah, so a couple things. Let me think about this real quick. So when we think about one of the biggest things that this is like obvious, but if you want a 50 to 100% increase in your click-through rate, sometimes it's just adding the year. Right? So sometimes it's maybe you might not have the year. And so you might be talking about the top marketing trends, right? That's a keyword that we rank for. So every single year we update it. Before it was just marketing trends without the year. And then once we started adding the year, the click-through rate shot up 50%. And then it's just obvious every single year that we need to be updating it, right? So that's one of the things that you could be doing from like a headline perspective. So the other thing is that we're able to do is you're able to actually test your headlines, right? So what I mean by that is I highly recommend looking at the SERPs and testing yourself, because we can say we can rattle off a bunch of stats over here. But if you're actually not looking at the SERPs and looking at people that are maybe ranking higher than you and seeing if they have something that sticks out that maybe you can draw inspiration from, or maybe you have a swipe file of headlines that you can pull from Instagram or Facebook, now known as Meta, then you're going to be kind of shooting in the dark if you're not testing, right? So you got to create that swipe file, look at what's going on with the search result pages. And then you have to methodically, you can use a tool like ClickFlow, or you can use a tool like Search Console for free, but that's going to be able to show you over time how your numbers are panning out. Because again, it doesn't matter what numbers I give you at a high level. I just know the gear thing works, but the other stuff, it's really your mileage may vary. But sometimes adding the keywords from a tactical perspective, you can say, hey, how to do SEO, right? So instead of just doing how to do SEO, think about what would be more enticing for people. How to do SEO the right way, right? Or the modern way of doing SEO, right? So make it a little spicier for people, make it a little more interesting. And again, all you have to do is search for that keyword, look at the SERP, and just think about how you can write a headline that's 10x better. And you're probably going to get a click-through rate that's much higher than that, right? So those are just a couple of things you can do.
Yeah. And look, just make these simple tweaks, or you can use ClickFlow to start A/B testing, and you can try out other variations or other headline formats, even stuff that Eric didn't talk about that you may have ideas for. And it'll just show you within 30 days what's converting better from a click perspective. And then you'll have an answer of how to write high converting headlines, because you'll start noticing trends within your space. Plus, you can use some of the stuff that Eric mentioned as well.
By the way, Neil wanted me to rattle off some stats. I'm going to rattle off from the study over here from the Backlinko CTR study. So we did a collab with him. So I was able to pull it up. So 10 takeaways here. The first takeaway, and keep in mind, this came 2 years ago, but take it with
the relevant. Still works. I still use a lot of it.
The number one result in Google search results has an average CTR of 31.7%. But again, your mileage may vary depending on if it's like mostly mobile or if you have like local results and all that. So keep that in mind. Number two, the number one organic result is 10x more likely to receive a click compared to page in the number 10 spot, right? So this is why you have to focus on one of the lowest hanging fruit things you can do is improving that headline, right? Number three, organic CTR for position 7 to 10 is virtually the same. Number four, on average, moving up one spot in the search results will increase CTR by 30.8%. But this depends on where you're moving from, right? So moving from position 3 to 2 will be a big boost, but moving from 10 to 9, not so much. Number five, title tags that contain a question have a 14.1% higher CTR. Number six, title tags between 15 to 40 characters have the highest CTR, so about 8.6% higher. Okay, and working towards wrapping up here. URLs that contain the keyword have a 45% higher click-through rate compared to URLs that don't contain a keyword. There's one for you. Number eight, adding power words to your title tag may decrease your CTR. So you're going to have to Google what that means. Titles with power words had a 13.9% lower CTR. Emotional titles may improve your CTR by approximately 7%, negative or positive. And finally, last but not least, writing meta descriptions for your pages may result in higher CTR. Pages with a meta description get 5.8% more clicks versus those without a description. And that is it for today. Clickflow.com/Black Friday if you want to learn about that, because I just realized my team shot me that link. So that is it for today, and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.